revenge. You gotta be strong, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be strong.
Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay, and good evening, New York City. And I know that sounds a little funny, but we are starting several new shows today, and this is being aired live in Tampa Bay, but it's being recorded for you guys in New York. So, welcome. And my name is Kay, and the message of this show is, well, the name of the show is called Bless the Next Generation. And hopefully this message will be a blessing to all the listeners. A little bit about myself. I have been doing these radio shows for about 15 years. I was a high school French teacher, and I studied in Paris and London, and I was a kindergarten teacher. And when I went through my divorce, God opened up this radio show in New York City and impressed upon me to reach out to the kids that were about to commit suicide. We have 20 million kids addicted to drugs. And so I stepped out shaking in my boots, and I'm still learning. I just want everybody to know that I'm a teacher. I'm a high school French teacher, and I'm a grandmother, but I'm still a student, and I don't know everything. And I just want you to know that I'm doing this show, and I'm sharing some wonderful truths that I have learned over the years to help encourage you guys. I don't know everything, and I study every single morning because I love to learn. So I'm going to share some things with you guys that I'm still learning myself. And today, we're going to talk about the blessing of Abraham. And Abraham was the father of faith, and if you have faith, then you are the seed of Abraham. And in the scripture, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 14, it says that Jesus has redeemed us in order that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. All the blessings of Abraham, way back in the book of Deuteronomy, there's about 30 blessings, I'm not sure. But God promised Abraham, and because Abraham believed God, it was counted unto him as righteousness. Our faith in God counts as righteousness. And through the scripture, Jesus Christ because of what he did, we can receive the blessing of Abraham, and he has redeemed us. He has bought us back, and he has paid a great sacrifice for us to walk in the blessings of Abraham. Now, you say, well, Kay, why is that important? Well, don't you want to be blessed? Depression's number one with adults. One out of every 10 American adults is on antidepressant medication. So we have a lot of anxiety. And God created us to be blessed. What does it mean to be blessed? Well, it means the act of invoking divine protection or aid. How would you like some protection out there? I want some. I have 3 grandchildren that are exposed to a lot on a daily basis out in the public schools. Well, because of the blessing of Abraham that Jesus Christ has bought and paid for us, we have divine protection. We can claim the protection of the Lord God over our children because of the blessing of Abraham. This blessing also aids us. Okay? He cares for us. And this is a precious, precious gift that God has given us through Jesus Christ, and we are the seed of Abraham. It's special favor. When you are in God's family, you get special favor, special mercy, and benefits. It's the blessings of liberty. If we ever need liberty, if we ever need to be redeemed from anxiety, stress, worry, fear, it's today. And we have the liberty offered us in the scripture. Now, it doesn't just fall on top of you like an apple off a tree. You have to claim that. And in the New American Standard Bible, it says that in order that Jesus Christ, the blessing of Abraham, might come to the Gentiles, that we can receive these promises. Now, when you receive these promises, they are yours, and you have to claim them. Because the Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. We have to take these things and believe God's word and claim God's word. And if you doubt, you're not going to receive it. So don't worry, because doubt actually blocks faith. Faith believes. Faith is the substance of those things that we believe, and we're trusting that God's word is true. Now, blessing is available to us. It's positive. And there's so much negative news out there. I am doing this show. This is the first show tonight and this afternoon over a series of weeks. And I am claiming the blessing of Abraham. It says no sickness comes into your dwelling. And right now, I am battling. You can hear the raspiness in my throat because the allergies are so bad down here in South Florida. But I'm claiming my healing, and I am claiming that scripture that no sickness comes into my dwelling. So just know that I am walking in this world, and I am claiming God's promises that are for you and for me. And God doesn't have any favorites. They're all available for every human listening to me. God loves you just as much as He loves me. I have chosen to believe the scriptures. I have chosen to believe that the scriptures are our roadmap to life. And faith comes from hearing and hearing God's word. Now, when you don't hear God's word, you are not going to have a lot of faith. And if you sit there and listen into the negative news 24/7, that's what you're going to be full of, because you are what you eat. And if you sit there and eat junk food all day, that's what you're going to be full of, okay? You are what you eat. You are what you meditate on. The Bible says, great peace have them that love thy law. Peace comes from meditating on the scriptures. And worry comes from listening to all the stress and the anxieties that this world has to offer. And I'm speaking to the young people tonight. There are so many young people listening to me this afternoon in Tampa Bay and in New York City. And you're so frustrated and you're so angry. And a lot of you are, you know, wondering why God hasn't answered your prayer, or you're angry at God. And there is so many battles going on out there, but I just want you to know that any good thing that happens in your life comes from God. God is not the one that brings curses down. Jesus has redeemed us from all the curses. Now, in the world, we have a lot of negative things that we go through, but it's God's plan for His people to come into the blessing of Abraham, and it's available in Deuteronomy chapter 28, and it's available in Galatians chapter 3, starting at verse 7. We're talking about the abundant life and how to stay positive, because the kids out there are struggling, and they're going to the drugs because they think the drugs, if you're on drugs right now, I just want you to know that that's a trap. And you may get high, and you may have fun for a season, but then you're going to be trapped in those drugs. And that is the wrong path. That is the dark path. That's the devil's path. And the Lord has a plan for you. He wants to make you high on the inside. When you do what's right, and when you do what you're supposed to do, you're going to have a natural good feeling on the inside of you, and you're not going to have to do any drugs. Now, man is triune, body, soul, and spirit. We're only talking about the spiritual side of man. If you have a chemical imbalance, you need to call 911, and we're not dealing with that tonight. We're only dealing with the spiritual side of man and trying to get you guys to let you know that God loves you and that God is love and God is light. Now, we come into this world, and I've been doing this since I was about 17. I gave my heart to the Lord, and once I asked Jesus to come into my heart, I said, Jesus Christ, if I'm a sinner, which I was, please forgive me of my sins and come into my life. If this is real, I want this. And when I did that, I felt like somebody turned a light switch on the inside of me. I was like, what is all this light? The Bible says we are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And I did that when I was 17. And I'm a grandmother now. And I am still learning. I want you to know that I only know as much as I study. And I study every morning. And I have brought psychiatrists on the air that specialize there in Manhattan on 911s and specialize in suicide. And I am sounding a trumpet through the radio to let you know that God loves you, that you don't have to take your life, that there is a pathway of life that is a pathway of blessings. Now, you're going to have to be determined on the inside of you to stay positive, to keep your spirit up, because there is so much negativity, and a lot of the people that we're surrounded with, we have a lot of hurts, and we have to let go of those hurts. We have to forgive, and there's a lot of people that have evil on the inside of them. They talk about you. They laugh at you. When you become a Christian, they may laugh at you, but you just forgive them. And you just love them anyway because they don't know what they're talking about. They don't understand spiritual things. The Bible says that spiritual things are foolishness to the carnal mind. Our carnal mind wages war against the spirit. Our carnal mind is natural. It's not spiritual. So our mind, if it doesn't have to do with money, food, sex, sports, entertainment, then we reject it. You go, well, really, Kay, does this really affect your life? It absolutely does. Because we are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. And one day, when we leave this earth, we're not going to be here that long. So you came here from somewhere. You came from your mom and dad, but you came from somewhere. And I happen to believe that we came from God, and we will go back to God. And we are on this earth. It's God created us to have fellowship with us. And if you don't have God in your life, God is love and God is light, it's very easy to be full of darkness. So you say, okay, well, how do I get full of love and light? Well, you have to invite the Lord to come in your life. God's not going to just come in your life. You have to say this. And if you want to say this prayer, why don't we just stop and say this prayer right now? It's just the beginning. Just say this. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I want to go to heaven. I want the Holy Spirit. I want the blessing of Abraham. And I receive your sacrifice and your forgiveness for my sins. And I forgive everybody that's hurt me. Just fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit and your healing in Jesus' name. Now, if you did that really with your heart and you really believe that, then the Lord comes into your life and your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And God has provided these blessings of Abraham for us. But you're going to have to be determined on the inside of you. You're going to have to be have a resolution, a resolve, and you're going to have a willpower. You're going to have purposefulness. You're going to have to be very intent about this and make a decision. And you're going to have to be determined that you want these blessings of Abraham, that you're going to stay positive, because there's not going to be anybody encouraging you. There's not going to be anybody cheering you on. Now, if you get planted in a nice church, then that's what you should do. If you said that prayer tonight and you really meant it with your heart, you should find a good church. There's some nice churches out there where people will love you and you can hear the Word of God and grow. And the rest of the news that we listen to most of the time is so negative and it's so discouraging. And that's why where the anxiety comes in. But God wants you to be filled with His peace, to be filled with His Holy Spirit, to have the blessing of Abraham. And that is available to us, and you have to believe it. And if you doubt, don't worry about it, because if you doubt, you're not going to get it anyway. You have to believe. I have seen so many financial miracles, healing miracles. I did a toy drive for 7 years in South Florida, and I didn't have a dime. And I took care of 4,000 children every Christmas. And God always provided enough toys for at least each child to get 3 toys. And we didn't know how many kids we were going to have. We had no idea. People donated bicycles. I had 3 storage units full of toys. For 7 years, I just stepped out in faith. I had women call me that were living in their cars. And they said, "Miss Kay, we don't even have food." And I said, "Well, just come over to my house and get some food." And I stepped out in faith, and I saw so many miracles. God did so many things because God loves the children. And God expects us to take care of these kids. We have 30 million children in America that go to bed hungry every night. And that's horrible. That is horrible. And God expects His people to reach out and take care of these kids. Now, if you need to contact me, you can contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. Excuse me. We're talking about the blessing of Abraham because God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be positive. He wants us to be happy. The Bible says, "Happy is the man that trusteth in the Lord." Happy people, happy are the people that serve the Lord. God will make the home of the righteous a happy place. Those scriptures are our sword in the spirit because there is a spiritual battle going on. And right now, if you hear the raspiness in my throat, I am claiming God's word over my throat right now. I'm claiming that no sickness comes into my body, that I am blessed and my throat is blessed. But we are in a battle, and we are standing in the kingdom of light against the kingdom of darkness. And we have all these wonderful scriptures that God has given to us as a sword in the spirit to claim. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be happy. He wants our children to be blessed. He wants them to be protected. And He has made provision in the scriptures for us to claim these, to claim it. If our children, do you know, I've got 3 grandchildren, and my mind tends to worry about them because they're in the public school, and they have all these shootings. They've got the drugs. And I claim these scriptures for my children because the book of Galatians says that our children shall be exalted above the nations of this earth. How would you like your children to be exalted above the nations of this earth? You can have that. How would you like your children to be the head and not the tail? That is yours and mine through Jesus Christ, through the blessing of Abraham. He has provided for us. Now you have to claim that. Okay? And a lot of times when you first start claiming these scriptures, it goes the opposite. And you have to be determined on the inside of you that you want your children to be blessed. I want my grandchildren to be blessed. We have to claim these, and we have to stand on these scriptures and claim them for years, even though it may look the total opposite. You just are determined that your kids are blessed. They are the head and not the tail, that they are protected when you are not there. Now, if there's any other reason to serve the Lord, this is the reason. And if you reject the Lord, God is not going to beat you over the head about this. You have a free will, and you can choose to serve the Lord, or you can choose not to. But if you don't, you don't have these scriptures. You don't have the angels of God protecting you. And if you do choose the Lord, then your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when you die, I could die tomorrow in a car accident. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it's promised me eternal life. If you don't have your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that's your promise to heaven. Now, these scriptures that we're talking about are in the book of Galatians, the blessing of Abraham. Galatians chapter 3, verse 7. And it goes all the way back to the book of Deuteronomy. and all these blessings are ours through Jesus Christ. It says in 2 John 4:8, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. If you need love in your life, then you need to love God, and God will fill you with His love. Just ask Him to fill you with His joy. The Bible says, in His presence is fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is His strength. He wants to give you supernatural joy that you don't need to take those drugs. Those drugs out on the street that you're taking are going to destroy you. Those drugs are going to cause serious problems in your life. They're going to mess up your body. You don't need those drugs. What you need is the joy of the Lord. You need the strength of the Lord. You need God's love in you. Just open your mind up to this. I know it sounds crazy. It sounds crazy to our carnal mind. But once you do it, you get the seed planted inside of you and you accept the Lord, then you start to grow and you get stronger and you meditate on the Word and you get stronger and stronger. And it gets sweeter and sweeter. And the battles can get very serious out there. And this is the way of life. This is the way that God has chosen for us to walk in His blessings. God wants you blessed going in and blessed going out. He wants your family blessed. He wants your home full of joy, full of happiness in your home. And this is the way to do it. It's through His promises and through the promises in the Bible. And we need to count our blessings. We live in a wonderful nation. When I go to bed at night, sometimes my mind just worries. I have to turn the channel in my mind and think about, count all my blessings. Focus on the positive. Focus on the scriptures and all the blessings that you have. And if you're hearing the show tonight in New York City, or if you're listening live in Tampa Bay, know that you are special, that God has a plan for your life, that you don't have to destroy your life. Suicide is number two on college campuses. I want you kids to know that God has a plan for you. You don't have to be on the wrong road. You can make a decision today that you're going to start a brand new life, and the Lord forgives you of all your sins. The Lord will wash you clean, and you can have a brand new beginning, and you can be blessed, and you don't have to live in fear. You don't have to live in stress, because the Lord has chosen a pathway of life that's full of His glory, that's full of joy and peace and prosperity. Abraham was loaded down with prosperity. God blessed him in every area, and we have this provided to us in the scripture through the blessing of Abraham, it says in the book of Galatians. So you claim your blessings and you walk in this. And is it easy? No, it's not easy. Because if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. We have a battle going on. Just like my throat, I am battling allergies right now. But I'm claiming the victory over this. And I'm claiming healing. We are in a world that has a lot of curses in this world because of the darkness and the sin. This is not God's plan. We have to stand on God's word, and we have to claim these blessings, and it doesn't happen easily. You have to be determined, and you have to focus. You have to put your focus on the scriptures. If you don't have a Bible, just contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. I'll get you a Bible. God will make a way for you where there is no way. All things are possible with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you may be in a possible situation right now. Don't worry about it. Turn your life over to the Lord. God will walk you through it. I went through a divorce. I didn't think I'd ever be divorced. God has healed my heart. It didn't happen instantly. Through forgiveness. Just forgiving that person. Forgiving myself. Forgiving everybody that's hurt me. People hurt my feelings all the time. You have to release that hurt. If you don't release that hurt, it festers all the way down on the inside of you, and it's like a wound, and it never gets healed. When you forgive, all the forgiveness, all the healing starts to flow, and you're not hurting anymore. A lot of people self-medicate with those drugs, and it makes them feel good. But those drugs make you feel good, and you get high, and then when you're coming down off the drugs, you're worse off than you were in the beginning, and you get depressed. So you get right back on those drugs. We have 20 million kids addicted to drugs. You don't need to be on drugs. God wants to heal your heart, and God wants to fill you with His Holy Spirit so that you can live in peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to be getting off the air in a minute, okay? And if you need to contact me, you contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. And I will be on every Monday night from 5 to 5:30 in New York City on WPAT and Tan Top, Tampa Bay, from 2:30 to 3. And if you would like to call in, you're welcome to call in. The call-in local number here is 727-441-3000. You can call in with any of the questions that you have. I don't know everything. I cannot answer your questions. What I know, I'm sharing with you. I'm a high school French teacher. I'm a kindergarten teacher who's concerned about you guys. I'm concerned about the next generation. And I am a grandmother, and I am divorced, and I am a teacher, but I'm still a student. So I can't answer all your questions, but we will have some psychiatrists that come on here and deal with the physical side of man and the chemical imbalances. We're not dealing with that today. We're only dealing with the spiritual side of man. So if you have any questions here locally, you can call in at 727-441-3000. And email me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. Remember, we are the blessed of Abraham. Once you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we have His protection. We have His grace. We have the favor surrounding us like a shield. No sickness comes into our dwelling. Everything we touch prospers. Our kids are protected. Our kids are risen up above the nations of this earth. And I think we're out of time. We've got one more minute left. Jesus loves you. Give your heart to the Lord. And I'll see you next week from 5 o'clock to 5:30 in New York City, WPAT, and Tan Talk from 2:30 to 3 on Thursday afternoons. You guys, this is not easy, but it's worth it. It's worth all the study. It's worth the research. Get involved in a local church. Give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to heal you. He wants to fill you with His Holy Spirit. And He wants to bless your family. He wants to touch your life. He wants to use you mightily. God bless you.
You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be strong. You gotta stay together.